Konjovich organized his first solo exhibition in 1914 as a sixth-grade grammar school student. He presented around 50 paintings with landscape, forest, and farm motifs, mainly from the vicinity of Sombor. Using thick layers of paint and short impressionistic strokes, he created surprisingly mature artworks for a 16-year-old boy. The confidence and ease of his artistic expression, as well as his mastery of colors, show the instincts of a natural talent and personal sensibility. He enrolled at the Prague Academy of Fine Arts in 1919 with Professor Vlach Bukovac as his mentor. For the first time, he faced his desire to discover the secrets of fine art and painting. However, after 2 years of studying, his ambitions and artistic sensibility grew beyond the frames and strict rules of the academy. Disappointed, he left the academy in search of his personal artistic expression. Torn between expressionism and his first contacts with cubism, he then met the famous Czech avant-garde painter Jan Zrzavi, who gave him useful advice about possible artistic directions. With the valuable artistic experience he gained in Prague, Konjovich went to Vienna in 1921 and stayed there until 1922. This was an important period in the artistic work of young Konjovich. He met and became friends with painters like Turkal, Hakman, and Marin Tartal. Persistent in his intention to follow the analytical and gradual nature of strictly geometricized form, he created a number of very successful works. Aside from cubism, he was also drawn towards the stylistic expressions of Cezannism and neoclassicism, which remained part of his work until 1927. In 1924, he made his final decision to visit Paris, where he would stay for nearly 9 years. He often went to the Louvre and observed the works of great masters and his role models, Derain and Poussin. He spent 2 weeks at the studio of André Lhote. From 1927 to 1929, he completely liberated himself from the influence of the neoclassicist form, accepting a much freer expressionist painting style, and created his first works with strong rhythm and great internal energy. Konjovich turned his interest towards Matisse, Van Gogh, and Soutain, painters much closer to his sensibility. His works showed free-stroke motifs, vibrant colors, a dominant blue-green tone, and strong pulses of red, ochre, and yellow.